Hello everyone, this is Samiksha with the Diary of a Binge Watcher, and first of all I would like to thank you all for really showing up and listening to me. So my parents have been really strict about watching television, and they have been like this since I remember. But when I joined college, I started watching a lot of TV shows and films, and by now I have realized one thing, that you must have a good amount of patience if you want to really witness some good quality of content in TV shows and movie. I mean, you cannot expect something very spicy or very exciting to happen in every 10 minutes. I mean, twist never happens in every second scene, right? So without taking any more of your time, I'll start talking about one of the special mini series which I watched around a month ago. So the name of the series is Unorthodox, and it is available on Netflix. The series is a limited series. It's a mini series of only 4 episodes of around 50 to 55 minutes. The original language of the show is a Jewish language, but it is available in English on Netflix. The IMDb rating it has got is 8.1 out of 10, which I feel is doing justice to the content of the show. And the star cast of the show is a very, very long list. So I'll not bore you with all the names, but I'll tell you 2 important lead characters, which is Shira Harsh, who is playing the role of Esther Shapiro, ST, and Amit Rahav as Yaakov Shapiro, Yankee. So it is a classic drama show which is actually based on the autobiography of Deborah Feldman, Unorthodox, the scandalous rejection of my Hasidic roots. But still, if someone asked me the question that is it a real story, then my answer would be yes and no. I'll explain you how, but for that I'll have to tell you the plot of the series first. It is a story of a 19-year-old Jewish girl, Esther Shapiro, who lives in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. She gets married to another Jew, Yaakov Shapiro, in an arranged marriage. It was a year into their marriage, and the pressure from the family to have children of their own was getting really ugly on ST. But after 1 year or so, one day finally ST finds out that she is pregnant. And that same day, Yaakov comes and asks for a divorce, even before she could tell him that she's pregnant, and finally they're reaching to some milestones. So these people also believe that if 9 months into a marriage is not giving a baby as a fruit, then they consider the woman as useless and other stuff, which let's not mention. That's when she decides to leave everything behind and goes to Berlin on a mission to pursue music and also to get a scholarship so that she can survive there on her own. So ST's life in Williamsburg is inspired by Feldman's life, but the later part where she goes to Berlin is actually a work of fiction. Now the question arises that what is so different about Unorthodox that you should watch it, and how is it not similar to other women empowerment shows and films? Well, I'll try to convince you by giving one of the reasons which dragged me till the end of the show. But don't think otherwise, I'm not getting paid for this, okay? So one of the reason is that the actors are doing well. They have done total justice to the character. Well done, guys. And other than that, I like how they managed to put the fictional part and the real life part from Feldman's life together to create such a smooth going series. I mean, you will not feel at any moment that okay, I don't understand this kind of thing. But yeah, it's a bit slow, to be very honest. It's a bit slow, and for people who do not have that patience which I was talking about earlier will also find it kind of boring. But one of the major reasons why I watched this full series is that I never knew so much about this community. I mean, I have not seen a lot of TV films and shows about Jewish people. I mean, about how they felt about Germans and other people, yes, but how do they live in within themselves? It is something which I saw for the first time. There are a few other films and shows on this, but not on Netflix as such. So, yeah. So we have always known how Germans treated them, how they were dominating to Jewish people, how Jewish people had to hide themselves to survive at that time, right? But we have not seen their culture really. We don't know how Jewish people are surviving now, what are their beliefs, and how do they get married, what are the procedures that are happening, right? What are their holidays? And we don't know enough about this community as compared to the other communities. I'll be honest, at least I did know that before I watched this. So in this series, you will be introduced to the lifestyle and beliefs of Jewish people. How do they raise kids and how the women are treated in this community. How the males are dressed, how differently they are dressed, and various other things. For which you'll have to watch the series, man. Okay, so let's not get distracted and come back to the series itself now. So in the series you'll also see that how Esti used to love her community rules and procedures and everything, how she was so excited about getting married, and she was like super anxious also because she was so excited. And by the end, she was running away from the community. You'll see a whole new Esti developing. Also, one more thing, that she used to hate her mother for years. But by the end of the series, she was respecting her mother. She was motivated and moved by her mother's decision. Well, how and why, that's something I'll leave you guys to watch the series and find out. Well, Shira had to, you know, shave her hair for this role, and on the very first day itself, because she was required to use various kinds of wigs, and the process of her shaving the head was described as liberating. Yes. That's not the funny part. The funny part is how Shira responded to all of this. She said that I have the chance to have it all in different lengths, so it's a good opportunity actually, if you think it like that. So it's not just Esti, Yankee can also be seen in some real cool long curled side locks. Well, I guess that's enough from my side. Rest, you'll be discovering it yourself by watching Unorthodox on Netflix, I guess. Until then, I'll take your leave till next Sunday. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.